Hello, and welcome to the Movement Disorder Podcast. In this series, we'll be exploring the finer side of things with some of the great minds of movement disorders. We will get to hear interesting information and history to understand how we got to be here. We'll explore the approach to diagnosis and management, the things that your books would not tell you. And most importantly, get tips and tricks that will get you a step ahead in the game. My name is Danish Bahati, and I'll be hosting many of these episodes. I'm working as an assistant professor in neurology in University of Nebraska Medical Center, or UNMC for short. I had great fun learning about movement disorders and found it very exciting. There were times when I felt like Sherlock Holmes. And this has been an amazing journey for me. And now I want to share the excitement of the journey with you guys as you move along in your career. At the same time, I'm confident that you will find this extremely useful and practical in your life. Life in movement disorders is amazing. You get to take care of some of the most kind and grateful patients and hear most amazing stories of success from them. You get to work with some of the most advanced treatment strategies, such as botulinum toxin injections and deep brain stimulation surgery, which is one of the most evolving frontier in neurology. You can achieve amazing results with your patients, which is deeply satisfying. You play a detective solving some of the toughest mysteries of involuntary movements and few of the most complex syndromes. But once you solve them, the rewards are amazing. Let's hear from some of the finest minds in movement disorders that I get to work with every day.
So Diego, tell us a little bit about yourself and what does movement disorders mean to you?
Well, I am the director of movement disorders at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. I did my neurology training at Washington University in St. Louis and my fellowship in movement disorders there. What does movement disorder mean to me? I love neurology, I love the brain. But within neurology, movement disorders fascinates me, and due to many reasons. These patients have significant disability. They are seen by the community as, you know, strange people, as having weird movements. They are prejudiced against movement disorders.
A little bit about yourself and what movement disorders means to you.
Sure. I'm John Bertoni, MD, PhD. I trained at the University of Michigan in medical school. I did my internship and my residency training. And after that, I was so excited about movement disorders and neuroscience, I actually, after my residency, did my PhD at University of Michigan. I have always found movement disorders to be one of the most interesting things that human beings are doing, that is move. If you think about it, my lips are moving and you can hear me talk. I can sign language to you with signs and I'm moving. I can type, I can write. These are the ways we communicate. These are the ways we express ourselves. So all that the human mind can conceive and achieve, we know from movements. So there's really nothing more important to me than understanding how we do this. So in a nutshell, that's why I just have to do movement disorders.
So Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself and what does movement disorders mean to you?
Well, I am originally from California, but I grew up mostly in western Nebraska in a small town. I went to medical school here at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. I did my neurology training at UC Davis in Sacramento, California, and then did my fellowship in movement disorders at the University of Pennsylvania and the Philadelphia VA in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then chose to return back to UNMC to join the movement disorders department. Movement disorders, to me, a group of disorders that tend to be chronic, progressive, with treatments that require a lot of support over time, but without cures. But that does not mean that they are without hope. I think it takes special people to be able to handle those things over time. And as I said, the way that I was born tends to work well with those things. So it's just a good match for me.
So stay tuned for some of the most amazing and exciting work in movement disorders and some really great patient stories. See you in the next episode.